At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. We've got another sound healing workshop, open house on Sunday, March 15th from 1 to 5. It's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And everybody gets to go on the sound table, and we do many heart-opening sound meditations here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco. And then we've also got our next semester in person just started. And so you could jump in if you're in the area. And half of it's online, but you can also do the whole program just online. And the next start time for that is March 3rd. We have the summer intensive coming up in person, June 9th to the 19th. and it's 10 to 9:30 every day. Again, it's still half of only half of the program, so you can even start the online portion of it like any time right now. Actually, I think the next time is March 3rd also. And then the program's all about, how sound affects you at all levels of reality and how it works in the whole universe. And also, we teach many skills on how to become a sound practitioner, as we're a vocational school. And then we also have individual classes. You don't have to take the whole program. And then the recording program starts again March 31st. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we have our software for voice analysis. The next training is March 22nd, and you can sign up by a few days before that, and then you can actually join. So those are the things that are happening at the Institute. Again, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So today we're talking about love since it's Valentine's Day. And I've written a book on loving relationships called Sound Loving Relationships. Let me show you here. And it's actually transformed myself as well. It's interesting. I just it's like when I think of all the past relationships, if they were to look at this, they would go, "Oh my God, this is not you." But it's what we aspire to, right? It's what we aspire to. So we're all learning. I mean, to really have it down perfectly is really a high state of consciousness. So it's really about being whole on your own, heart open, and at peace in your own vibration. Here's the deal. The level of chaos and insecurity that you have in your life is expanded exponentially in a relationship. And the level of peace and harmony you have in your own being is also expanded exponentially in a relationship. So when you get down to it, the whole deal is really being whole on your own, heart open. So that's the whole key, whole on your own, heart open. Now it's interesting. Being whole on your own, you could easily not be heart open. And it's interesting to be able to be loving also and not actually let that take away from you being whole. I know people that are really whole on their own that aren't very sweet or kind or loving. They're just in their own little peaceful bubble, which is cool. But to be able to do both, where you're actually able to do love and run love and say kind things and do kind things, not because you want to be loved or not because you want someone to think good of you, but because you just do it just because that's the thing to do, right? So it's about being whole on your own, heart open. Whole on your own is really what we cover in my book on sound healing. And I incorporated some of the parts in this book as well. First of all, you want to be healthy. And you can use sound to resonate every part of the body into its healthy frequency and vibration and healthy musical flow. It's all about flow when you get down to it. Musical flow through the 11 systems, through the etheric body, through the chakras, through not only flow through your whole system, but flow in and out of energy from the cosmos and from other beings and people and humans, which are a mess. Right? But it's all about flow and not blockages. That's really the whole key physically. But it's also about flow emotionally. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Right? It's the whole deal is to really be able to not hold on to things. And we have many techniques that are really good for letting go of stuck emotions. And we've gone over them here in the podcast. And one is simply just making the sound of how you feel and transforming it to a vowel. That's really cool. But it's also about being whole mentally. A lot of that can be helped with brainwave entrainment. We have the brainwave app where we can find your note and give you music and rhythms and delta, theta, delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for presence, which is important in a relationship, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. All tuned to your metabolism, which gets your mind and your brain focused so you're not bouncing around with the scattered brain thing, which is easy to pick up from all the chaos around us, including cell phone towers and Wi-Fi and scattered people. Oh my God, we're really built to synchronize to all the frequencies around us. And then spiritually, to get yourself back to a place where you're able to run gratitude, even in a challenge, where you know what compassion is and how to actually access it when someone is upsetting. To also be able to run love at any time, even if you're not being loved. And then ultimately to be able to invoke universal love. Right. And also be able to go to a place where you're one with the universe. We've talked about that. Oh my God, that's the ultimate. Then you don't really need a relationship. I mean, universal love is really the ultimate. When you have universal love that you can access, a relationship is not even that critical. It's nice to have hugs, especially if you have a fragile nervous system like myself. But you know, you can get all the love in the world from source. And then when you come together in a relationship, oh my God, it is party time, right? I always think of the ideal relationship as the vesica piscis, two whole people, right, that come together and share energy and create the vesica piscis, which is the eye of God or the eye of Horus, where they overlap. So you don't, there is no neediness. There is no attachment even. And you come together, and when you separate, you're still whole on your own, and there's no loss because you've got all the universal love in the world, right? It's really about completely being whole so that you can say you're free to go. You are free to go. Or even if someone dies, you can actually handle it, right? It's really interesting. When I was doing this book, I came across the quote from the Buddha that says, all suffering comes from attachment. It's really interesting. I went on a journey for a few days meditating on this. I kind of went into another dimension, actually, and thinking about it. You know, and I talk about it a lot in the book. It's really interesting to think about how attached you are to your relationship, or if you're not in a relationship, how attached you are to having a relationship, or when you're in one, how attached you are. And there's a full extreme. If you look at it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 is someone that kills another person when they break up or commits suicide. That's extreme attachment. And it happens all the time. It's incredible. People so attached, not whole at all, that their whole life is based on the relationship. Zero on that scale is 100% whole on your own, which is pretty rare, actually. Really rare. There's also attachment theory, which comes from
actually your childhood and how much love you got in your childhood, which affects how whole you are on your own. If you didn't get any love from your parents, we're looking for it. And I didn't get all the love that I should have gotten. So I'm a little anxious attached. But I've learned, I used to be actually, it's funny. If I were to think of how I am on a scale of 1 to 10, I used to be 7 or 8. I was like, if it were broke, about to break up, or if we broke up, I was like, right. I'm down to probably now around 3 or 4, which is really cool because it's still a bummer, but I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. And it's very easy for me to get back to myself. Right. Now, this is the really interesting part about attachment is if you are in an argument or discussion and it starts to get a little amped, if there is zero attachment, then there is zero energy behind the argument. Because attachment is wanting a certain outcome. That's the definition of attachment, wanting a certain outcome. So you're not attached, you're just going in with whatever is going to happen is fine. And now all the energy behind it is not there. And that's what causes the problems, right? All the energy behind it. It's like, because people get scared they're going to lose the relationship. And then they get angry when someone's like starting to break away, right? Oh my God, it's so wrapped up in attachment. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's the whole thing is you're free to go. And the opposite of attachment is it's all perfect. It's really all perfect. It's really all taken care of. That's the deal. When you get to the place where you can trust that it's all taken care of, then everything flows. Because when you're worried about it, that puts a whole, I mean, it screws the whole thing up. And the second you go, thank you, Lord, it's all taken care of, then there's no worry, there's no stress, and that makes everything start flowing in the relationship. Essentially, I was just talking to my friend who's a psychotherapist, so we talk about relationships a lot. And I was, we always talk about, okay, what's the best thing to say for this relationship without, pissing them off, right? And then I thought at one point, I thought, just have a blast and have no energy towards trying to make it work out. No scheming, no trying to figure out. Just have a blast and trust that everything's perfect. I love this one. My other friend, she said, if you have a breakup, what's the quote? Rejection is divine intervention. Rejection is divine protection. That's the word. Rejection is divine protection. That's really, really good. Okay, so trust that it's all taken care of. It's interesting, I've talked about this, but I'll mention it briefly. Different ways to react in a relationship, especially with criticism, is one, there's four ways. One is to say, you're right. If they're right, say you're right. So many people are scared to death to admit they're wrong. There's nothing better than to say you're right when They're right. And it doesn't happen. And the people get into arguments. And then you're fighting a battle that you don't even believe in. It's ridiculous, right? You're right. In fact, I sometimes will say, can you help me? I'm working on that one. The second one is, no, I've already checked that out. I think there's a little misunderstanding here. I know that's not true about myself. Set a little boundaries if you need to. And the third is, oh, I hadn't thought about that one. Thank you for sharing. Let me check it out and think about it and get back to you. That could be an issue I got. The fourth one is the most common of all. F you. You do it too. You do it too. The pointing's always important. You do it too, right? Oh my God, right? It's like we're so afraid of being wrong. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Right? So then, when you start actually, oh, this is a good one. Oh, I wanted to say this when we're talking about attachment. So it's really interesting when you start visualizing an ideal relationship or visualizing a mate. Which is good because now you're actually helping to manifest it. But it's also bad because now you may not get exactly what you want. And the second you start visualizing it, it's like it's really easy to be attached. Oh, it's a bummer if I don't get it. Right? Or it's a bummer if I don't get exactly what I want. So to be able to visualize it, without attachment is a mastery technique, right? To be able to visualize a wonderful, even if you're in a relationship, to be able to visualize it so you can actually visualize the ideal relationship, which helps manifest it, but can easily get you upset when it doesn't happen. It's a really incredible technique to be able to visualize anything in your life, really, without attachment. Right? Visualize it and then leave it up to spirit. Leave it up to spirit. Let it go. Visualize it and let it go. That's really cool. There's another component that's really interesting when it comes to communications. Communication's the biggest part of the whole book. It's kind of our biggest problem as humans. And it's not really our problem. It's language just sucks. Language sucks. It's so judgmental. Right? It's so judgmental. It's just a mess, right? So it's not really all our fault here. Right? So when you start communicating, there's so much going on, it's just mind-boggling. It's like it's really multi-level. The first thing in communication is the message, right? And often that completely gets lost because what people are focused on is the energy behind it. It's like, oh, what's the energy? Are you being loving or are you being critical? Right? That's really quite. And the second someone's critical, it doesn't matter what they say. It's like it sucks. It's like, oh, I'll be critical back. Right? Unless you really got the compassion down or the wholeness so that you cannot react. Right? So it's really the energy behind it that we often focus on. But even the energy behind it can be manipulated. I mean, I've had, you probably had situations where someone goes, oh, I love you. Come on, do this for me or change this way. Do this for me, because I love you. That's manipulation, right? Running love, doing a loving energy to try to get someone to do something they don't want to do. That's manipulation, right? And sometimes I've even been upset. But being kind, and they hear my upsetness and don't hear the message of me being kind. My fault. Gotta be really. You get the message. The energy has to go with the message. But there's another part, the third part, that's way more important than the energy behind it. And that is the intention behind it. If someone is trying to get something from you, we know it. If someone is being loving and kind and doing it for the higher good of all of us, we know it. And it's so clear and totally unspoken and totally never talked about. So often the problem in communication is someone's being selfish, trying to get you to do something for their own good. And we go, no, I don't care how loving you say that. No, right? But if someone's being really caring in a balanced way, sometimes people will be so caring that they give away too much. It's like, oh, let's just go with whatever you think. And then people are going to build resentment. But you're caring in a way that's balanced and fair for both people, right? That's the deal. That's the deal. And everybody feels it and gets it. That's the number one thing we're looking for in any communication with anybody. What's going on here? What's really going on here? What's really going on? And it's so obvious. So that's critical to understand. And when you get it, you shift your whole approach and it changes everything. But there's a couple of other types of information coming across in the communication also. One is your belief system about yourself. It's like, I love you, but I really hate myself. Right? And it comes across so clearly from the way people speak, I love you, but I'm really not good enough in relationships, and I really am not smart enough. I'm really not good looking enough here. I really am not good enough. I'm really not good enough. Don't you get it? You don't have to say it. It comes across completely in our communication. And so the other person react. Some people go, look down on the person that feels not good enough. And others start trying to help them. Right? So it's really important to actually note the negative beliefs you have about yourself. Right? But here's probably the worst one of all, number five. And that is the negative beliefs you have about the other person. Oh boy, boxes suck. Boxes. I hate being put in a box. I remember in a relationship years ago, I was screaming at my girlfriend, don't put me in a box. Don't put me in a box. Right? It's like, it's the worst, right? Because you can tell when someone's looking down at you. And it's really hard to fight your way out of the box because they will actually make decisions based on what they think about you as opposed to what you really are. The key here is to, even if you see patterns in people, to visualize the ideal person in front of you and imagine they have changed the next moment. They might change the next moment, right? And what's so cool about that is when you actually visualize this incredible, loving, kind, considerate, sharp space about this other person, it opens up the space for them to be there. And that's just unbelievable in relationship. When a person Each person sees the other as way more incredible than they really are. Then each becomes way more incredible than they really are. Oh my God, it's just the best. So you really got to watch those negative beliefs. Often the whole argument is because of the negative belief of the other person about you. That's like often the whole thing. It's like, oh, can you do the dishes? You know, you suck. You do the freaking dishes, right? And it's because you've been looked down on for years or even a short time, right? So those are the different levels of communication. It's really quite amazing. You know, and when you're actually communicating, there's a whole nother level that comes in that just makes it so difficult to really listen for all five levels. And that is thinking about what you're going to say next. Oh my God, to be able to listen is a freaking miracle. It's a freaking miracle, really, to be able to get all the different messages coming across and be thinking, because you do want to, you know, be able to respond, but you take your time. You're thinking, okay, then I might say this, but just get back to it. Listen, 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 listen. And then pause. Think of all the energies coming across, all five. And then go, okay, how might I respond? The whole thing requires, just absolutely requires slowing down. And this is so basic. You know, I mean, if you're going da 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 da, right? There's no listening. You have to slow the tempo down. And it's so easy. Just go talk slower. Talk slower with a lower pitch voice. And slow it, match the tempo, da, 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 and then slow it down. It's so important. Otherwise, the messages are, there's no way you can listen because you're just thinking about the response instead of the actual what they just said. Right? It's nice to think about the response. And when you can go to a state of a higher dimension where you're able to tune into multiple things at once, which takes a lot of peace, all on your own, right? Then that's really cool. And everybody sees it. When you're so still and you're not being reactive, you're taking it all in and then really thinking about what would be the best way to respond to this for the highest good of both. Still working on it myself, right? Aren't we all? Aren't we all? Okay. Well, ultimately, it's about universal love. Because when we can get to that place where there's love everywhere, that's really the whole deal. So let me give you a little experience of universal love, very similar. So we're going to tune in to the energy of being in love, which is really beautiful. I'm going to turn on my original sound so I can do toning here. Okay. I'll be a little lower in volume. So think about a time when you're completely in love. Now, you may have to peel away the person. In fact, you probably definitely have to peel away the person because we're not going into the story. We're not even thinking about that person. We're thinking about the energy of being in love. Total focus on the energy of being in love. Because if you go into the story, it's like, right, you're going down. That attachment kicks in, right? Or, you know, even the anger from the attachment and loss of the, oh my God, oh yeah. Okay, just the energy of being in love. Okay, what's it like? I'll tell you, it's like rosy everywhere. Everything's rose colored. In fact, I love everybody when I'm in love. And you really don't have to ever eat or sleep or at all ever again. Right? And there's so much forgiveness. There's so much compassion. And any communication, even if it seems like it could be mean, you take it with no reaction at all. At all. It's just incredible. And it feels so healing. Any issues you have physically just go away. Right? And you grow. It's just this immense growth. And all of a sudden, work starts working better. You know, everything starts working better. You know, health, wealth, and relationships. I mean, it's incredible, right? Okay. So go to that energy of being in love. Don't pull in the person. Just the energy of being in love and feel it completely. Yes. Now, if it had a sound, go up and down in your head and try to find a sound that matches this feeling of being in love. We have a strict rule around here. You can never do a sound wrong. So now, make it out loud. The energy of being in love. If you can't access universal love, this is a really good one. Because we just proved that you can access love without a person. That's the deal. Here's another really good one. Now, send this love to your own heart with a sound. Can't do it wrong. Can't do it wrong. Just play with it. Really good if you're not feeling good enough about yourself. Send love to your own heart. And then ultimately, as we've talked about in other podcasts, learn how to bring universal love. Some people say it comes into the thymus, down into the heart. I often visualize light coming in my crown all the way down my spine, even often down into the earth or out the heart. And you get chills. And this universal love comes in. I often get chills in my head or just this warmth in my heart. So practice that. Really practice that and work on it until you really have it down. And then, oh my God, everything flows. Everything flows so much better. You're so much more attractive. Anybody around you actually feels it. So goes into that state also. So now things really start flowing in the relationship. Again, the level of peace and harmony you have on your own is the level expanded exponentially in the relationship. It's really the best. So then there's the times when there's a conflict that you can't work out. There's a couple of techniques I've mentioned that are really cool for this. One is to have both people make the sound of how they're feeling. The key to this is you can't do blaming with sound unless you point, right? try to make the sound of blaming. Ooh, right? It's like, you can't do it. You have to point. Ooh, okay. Yes, you have to point. So there's no blaming anymore. So it might be, but then you get sad. And it's hard to not have empathy for that. And then the other person does it. And then you do it together. A little pushing can be fun, right? You either start cracking up or crying, and you get really still. What's so cool about this is both people are 100% in integrity with how they're feeling. And each gets to hear exactly, with zero reaction, how the other person is feeling. The only problem I've had is I actually have gotten too loud, and the other person said, oh, I'm too loud, I can't handle it. So that can be tricky. Sometimes you have to either have a little distance or just do it a little softer. Right? That's a really good one. But here's another good one that's really effective. And that is to actually be able to set a time and do a little ceremony with sound. If you have crystal bowl, play a crystal bowl. If or any sound, do a little toning together and create a space, maybe with some candles, of pure love. Get back to a loving space sitting there next to each other. And then you can say whatever you want, right? Ideally, you say, I feel this way when you do that. I don't do you stuff. But if you're in a love space, you could say, it sucks what you do. And the other person goes, I love you. I love you too. Right? Because you're in this loving space. The whole deal is getting on the same side. So then, after you're back humming together, here's the best part for Valentine's Day. And that is to use sound to resonate more love. Probably the number one thing that is unbelievable is put your lips on their heart and send the sound of love into their heart. Oh my God. Oh my God, right? You can use the sound of love on all the chakras. I go no further, right? Oh my God. What's really cool is when you're hugging somebody is to actually tone each of the chakras together one by one. You can just feel them, but you can actually make the sound of them and actually feel them together one by one. But then what I like to do is run energy from the root all the way up out the crown into source. While holding someone, your butt, and so it's kind of like a movement where you go, wee, right, and you run that energy, and then you can actually just focus back on the heart. It's nice to tune into all chakras at once, and let the kundalini energy flow together while just holding someone, right? But you can also just go heart to heart in the hug. And just focus your energy on the love in your heart going into the love in there and doing creating a circle of love. It's really, really incredible. But then there's the actual kissing while making sound. Oh my God. When you start doing any vowel or just humming while kissing, and then you go up and down in pitch until you match each other's pitch. And it's like, whoa, it's so hilarious. It's hard to keep it going because you just crack up, right? And then you get really good at it, right? Where you're toning in each other's mouth. And it's really, it's interesting because very quickly, it's hard to tell where the sound's coming from because you hit the resonant frequency of their mouth. And it's like, oh my God, this is just a trip. But then you start going off pitch a little bit. And, you know, when you go off pitch with another sound, you get a little flutter, a binaural beat. And so you play with the different binaural beats, going off pitch a little more, a little less. Oh my. And then you do a frequency sweep together. Ooh, while kissing. While kissing. Ooh, oh my God. It's just unbelievably fun. So if you're going out for dinner, or you're still doing Valentine's Day, or even if not, next time you kiss, go for it. It's just the most fun of all. So, these are a lot of techniques. But most important of all is to just trust that it's all taken care of. I've got a meditation where we go through some of these techniques with sound for being whole on your own. I want to play for you. Let me share my screen and play it for you here. Okay. Okay. Enjoy. Show you visuals and poems while we're doing this. That sacred space now. We ask for help from all of our guides and our soul, only for our highest good. Please, Lord, show us the way. Please show us the way. You are whole on your own. It's all taken care of on all levels of reality. You are whole on your own. It's all taken care of. Trust. Start with how you are feeling and honor it. Then proceed to do the process to return to complete wholeness, where you are at peace in your own soul. All in natural flow and timing. Welcome all challenges as a path to growth. For your highest good. Stand firm when the world is shaking. There is nothing in this world permanent except transition. Make it small. It's all taken care of. You're free to go. May you be free to be who you are and go your own way. You're free to go without attachment. You have your own process. Let it be. And open your heart completely now. Love completely, without fear, no strings attached, no expectations. If it's meant to be, let it be with ease and flow. Let me not get in the way. Return home inside yourself. Return home. Peace.
whole on your own, where it's all taken care of on all levels of reality. Trust, trust, trust. I vow to let you be in your own way. Your happiness is no longer affected by anyone else. You determine your own happiness. Just be yourself. Come back home to the peace inside your own heart. And root chakra connected to earth. And crown connected to spirit and source. I'm so grateful for this moment. So grateful for our connection. So grateful for the love we share. No strings attached, no expectations. You are a soul that is the most profound, peaceful vibration of you. Be your soul. Your soul never wobbles. Profound, peaceful vibration of you. Watch it all from a completely still point of awareness. You are that witness, watching it all with the mind of a Buddha. Sometimes smiling softly, sometimes laughing softly, sometimes in peaceful sadness, with a slight uplifting of love to a soft, compassionate place, or just complete stillness. You are 100% complete and whole on your own. Heart open, watching. You are universal love. You have all the love in the universe in your own heart. Open, open, open the channel now. It's all taken care of on all levels of reality. Trust. You are whole, completely on your own. Now. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. On your own.
You have more capacity to handle any challenge or conflict without reaction. Communication flows like a song, and it's time to play and run more love, especially with sound, ultimately raising the relationship up to the level of universal love. When you can share universal love with someone and bring personal love into that level of source, oh my God, oh my God, sex is like no big deal anymore. Sex is still cool, especially while running universal love, but to run universal love with someone, I've done it for hours, hours, with no sex at all. Oh my God, it is the best of all. So then the relationship becomes, ultimately, how are you going to do service in the world together? Right. What's your mission? Doesn't have to be the same, as long as it's about service ultimately. And that might just be being nice to someone or saying a kind word to someone you know. May it all happen perfectly in perfect timing. Happy Valentine's Day. Whee!